to get a life. Or perhaps you've said it to someone. It's not the most complimentary of statements and implies that a person is spending way too much time on something that's not particularly important. You've probably heard the various quips surrounding this phrase. Things like, I tried to get a life, but they didn't have any left on Amazon or eBay. Or, I had a life. I wonder what happened to it. I imagine that you haven't come to church this morning to hear trivial comments about getting a life. After all, you won't find that phrase in the Bible, will you? Well, perhaps not that exact phrase, but there's something not too far removed from it. And it was uttered, would you believe, by Jesus. In the Gospel of John, in the New Testament, he says this, I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. John chapter 10, verse, second half of verse 10. In effect, Jesus is saying, get a life and get it from me. Let's set this verse in the context of the first few verses of John chapter 10. So I'm going to read John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. And I'm reading this morning from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Jesus is speaking, and he says this, I assure you, anyone who doesn't enter the sheep pen by the door, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own outside, he goes ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They will never follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from him because they don't recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus gave them this illustration, but they did not understand what he was telling them. So Jesus said again, I assure you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Now, in these verses, Jesus is describing the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. A picture that would have been very familiar to his hearers, living as they were in a farming culture. The implication from what Jesus is saying is that he is the shepherd and his followers are the sheep. But those listening to him don't seem to get the connection. He says, I assure you, I am the door of the sheep. They don't seem to get the connection. So Jesus changes the imagery and intentionally personalizes it to, I assure you, I am the door of the sheep. He refers to himself as the door into the sheepfold. In other words, Jesus is saying that he's the entry point to the kingdom of God. Unlike the religious leaders of the time, Jesus promises safety and sustenance for all who come to him. And it's in this context that he then says, I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. Or in the language of the Good News Translation, I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness. I wonder what comes to your mind when you think of an abundant life or a full life. I'd love to be able to zoom in to each of your brains and see what your ideas looked like. Well, I hate to disappoint some of you, but according to the Bible, an abundant life or a full life isn't lots of money in your bank account. It isn't living it up from one party to the next. Oh. It isn't lots of followers on Twitter or likes or whatever on Facebook. It isn't even necessarily a long life on this earth. What then does it mean to live life to the full? Well, in order to answer this question, we need to remember that the New Testament was originally written in Greek. Now, don't start freaking out because I've mentioned the word Greek. It's all right. And basically, the New Testament uses three different words that are translated as life in English. So the first of these words is bios, and that refers to physical life. And we see this in Luke chapter 8 and verse 14, where it's continuing the story of the parable of the sower. And verse 14 reads as follows: "As for the seed that fell among thorns, these are the ones who, when they have heard, go on their way and are choked with worries, riches, and pleasures of life, bios, and produce no mature fruit." The second Greek word is psuche. And it refers, sometimes understood, to mean soul life or psychological life, which involves the mind, the emotions, and the will. The self, if you like. And in a statement on self-denial, Jesus says in Matthew 16:25, "For whoever wants to save his life, psuche, will lose it. But whoever loses his life, psuche, because of me, will find it." And the third word translated life is the Greek word Zoe. It's also a girl's name. But it refers to spiritual life. Zoe signifies the divine life of the eternal God. For example, in 1 John 5:11, God has given us eternal life, Zoe. And this life, Zoe, is in his Son. And it is Zoe life, divine life, eternal life, that is the word used in Jesus' statement that he has come so that his sheep, his followers, may have life in abundance, life to the full.